last week's HSE forum, we were told by the HSE that what they were planning to do now for St. Joseph's and for Melton Community Hospital is to carry out minor works in both those hospitals to make sure that they comply with the HECWA standards. Now, this means that about €500,000 or so will be spent on both of these hospitals, looking at issues like en suites and so on and so forth. And the reason that they're doing this now is because they still haven't got the go-ahead from the HSE to carry out the major development works that are required in those hospitals. And in the absence of that, they have to make sure that they're in compliance with HECWA, otherwise they will be shut down. And this is simply another example of, in my view, the HSE wasting money. But what is needed here is the commitment that was given to us by the minister at the time up in Dublin with the campaign group sitting around a table. He told us quite clearly that what was planned here was a detailed design of this development would happen in 2013, with construction starting at 2020. It is now clear that no authorisation has been given and is probably unlikely to be given this year for this project.
And concerns have continually been raised over these hospitals, but it's time even those that are in the hospitals that they have their future secured.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, and as we said to the HSE locally, we are absolutely furious at this here. What the HSE are doing at a regional level and at local level is making sure that HECWA can close down this hospital. So they are doing the bare minimum to make sure they meet the requirement, but that shouldn't have to be done. Now what we've got is a piecemeal development, bits and pieces here and there, and it's simply not good enough. And then what we'll have to do is overturn all of that there when the major development is finally authorised.